This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, this week, we change things up a bit, as we'll hear from my friend John Smolin, Senior Vice President of Global Distribution Sales at Atmosphere TV. Each week, you hear me read a commercial for Atmosphere as they, along with FRM Solutions, Zorforum, and Zoracle Spot On Profiles, all in one way or another support this podcast. But there's so much more to Atmosphere TV and the value proposition they provide for franchisors, franchisees, restaurant operators, gyms, and others in retail than that weekly commercial can possibly articulate. So, to that end, we're going to hear today from John, both about his illustrious career globally working for Facebook, TikTok, and Google before finding his way to the amazing team of professionals at Atmosphere. Then, he'll help us understand how many different ways franchisors and franchisees can add value at the street level, all at no cost to them whatsoever, as Atmosphere's revenue model is supported by advertising seen on screens, not by those providing the wall space for the screens. It's a fascinating story of two brothers from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Leo and John Resett, and how they've grown a single streaming channel called Chive TV into the largest streaming TV platform built for businesses, with more than 40 channels of fun, viral-style entertainment to stream for customers, plus the ability to run digital signage at those locations for bounce-back messages or local store marketing. But before I introduce you to John, our sincere thanks to Colette Bell and Ace Handyman Services for joining us last week and sharing the rich history of she and her husband Andy in building Handyman Matters into a business that was worthy of hardware giant Ace to deem worthy of acquisition. And Ace actually doubled down by not only buying the Handyman Matters business lock, stock, and barrel, but they kept both Colleen and Andy in place to continue running and growing the newly branded enterprise, Ace Handyman Services. What a great story, and thanks so much for sharing it with us here on Franchise Today. Also, a quick reminder to pay us a visit at FranchiseTodayPodcast.com. Take just a moment and drop a review, make a guest suggestion, or browse the ever-expanding library of content, interviews, show notes, and blog posts. You'll find it all at www.FranchiseTodayPodcast.com. Okay, a quick timeout, and I'll be back in 2 minutes or less to introduce you to John Smolin. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option with some 40 engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So, stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code franchise, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code franchise to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. As Senior Vice President of Global Distribution Sales at Atmosphere TV, the world's largest streaming service for businesses, John Smolin leverages his expertise in customer sales, tech and media. With more than a dozen years of experience in the advertising sales industry, working with leading platforms such as TikTok, Facebook, and Google, passionate about creating meaningful connections and memorable experiences for people around the world, John is always looking for new opportunities to learn, grow, and collaborate, and strives to bring a global perspective and a cultural sensitivity to everything he does. Today, he brings all of that and more to us. John Smolin, welcome to Franchise Today.
Stan, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure having you. I'm a big fan of Atmosphere TV for the past, I don't know, 2+ years, I guess, was when I first met Mike Kelly. And my good friend Brian Summers at Jersey Mike's made the introduction to Mike and told me what a great guy he was. And he wanted to talk with me about franchising. And anyway, it's been a relationship that I've treasured. You guys have been nothing but a pleasure to work with, to have as a sponsor of the podcast, and literally to do so many things that are fun and good for the franchise community, and be able to do things you do in a manner that franchisors wished that they could have more of. They can give things to their franchisees for free, and it's things that they want and love. So we're going to unpack all of that today and talk about what it is that Atmosphere does and how you can help franchisors do really wonderful things for their franchisees. But we're going to start first with a look at you, John, and let's learn a little about your background. How did you wind up senior vice president of a company like Atmosphere in distribution and sales?
Sure. And Stan, thank you for everything you do for the industry, and can't thank you enough for your support over the years. I'm delighted that you found us and that you believe in what we're doing. So that means a lot to us, and I appreciate everything you've done. Again, yeah, I'm from originally the north side of Chicago, a small town called Wilmette. It's actually a lovely area, the northern suburbs of Chicago. And I guess kind of I got into Atmosphere inevitably kind of by happenstance, and thus my encounter with, I guess, franchising in general. I went to school, Southern Indiana, to study psychology. I think it's one of those stories where very naively, I thought if I graduate with a degree in psychology, I would be a psychologist, and found out fairly quickly that was not in fact the case. And so I kind of got into a career in building sales teams and sales by accident, just listening to the advice of peers and friends, like, you know, what maybe would I be good at? So being a talker, a lot of people pushed me towards the direction of a career in sales. And I kind of took the first opportunity I could to learn and grow and build in that direction. So I found myself working with a software company back in Chicago. We would provide software solutions to marketers and marketing leaders, and that went pretty well. And so they shipped me off to Los Angeles. It was always a bit of kind of like a pipe dream growing up in the 80s and 90s in Chicago that you could one day maybe go and live in a city like Los Angeles and work in the entertainment industry. And so when the opportunity came up, I jumped at it and seized it. In speaking with marketers all the time, people looking to build brands and tell stories, I was selling software, and all these leaders wanted to talk about was storytelling and creative and their brand and media. And so I got more interested in that space. At the time, social media was kind of becoming a thing, believe it or not. People didn't know if Facebook was going to be the next MySpace or if it was going to grow and be something larger or more serious. But I was a power user as a person. Early days of Facebook, I was a big user of social media and those services. Services and technologies to connect with friends and find entertainment. And so I thought perhaps if I could get into that world, I could have conviction in what I was selling. I'd get to work with marketers on the things they love, which is storytelling and building brands and things like that. And so I set off to do that and was lucky enough to find my way to a couple companies that worked with Facebook very closely and other social media companies, and eventually found my way to working at Google in Los Angeles. So I kind of felt like I was living the dream. I was in my 20s, a couple blocks off the ocean in Venice Beach, walking to work at like Google's campus. And at that time, it was really the number one company to work for in the world. All these amazing, crazy perks like free food and stuff. And I told myself I'd never leave. Like, this is it for me. I'm going to kind of like bounce around the walls of Google forever and never leave Los Angeles. And then, of course, I met a girl and I chased her to Austin, Texas. So I met my then girlfriend, now wife. She was working for a family business. They moved to Austin, Texas. And so I made the choice to kind of chase her. Best decision I ever made. Not only did we end up getting married and having a family and all that, but in the process, I was looking for jobs. And it happened that Facebook was just opening a sales and marketing office in the city of Austin, Texas. And so the stars aligned, and kind of finally, after all of that, found my way at the company I originally intended and wanted and hoped to work for. So I spent almost a decade there doing a number of things. When I joined, we had about 4,000 employees. And when I left, we had closer to 100,000. When a company does that much growth in that short of a period of time, I always say if you work hard and you're kind, opportunities will find you. And so I got to do a ton of fun stuff, work in the entertainment industry a lot, kind of how I found Atmosphere, and I can get into that in a minute. Also helped do a market expansion in helping Facebook open their office in the Philippines and Southeast Asia. And then all of that brought brought us to New York City. So we living in New York City during COVID and had a baby. We owned this house back in Austin, Texas. So we decided to move back here for personal reasons. And then the process got recruited to join TikTok. Spent a brief period of time there helping build a few sales teams and then got a call from Atmosphere. And so this is where it kind of franchising enters my life, which is very much more recently in my career. But I had known the Atmosphere and Chive Media Group guys through some family and also through work and supporting entertainment and media businesses at Facebook and Google and such. Done a lot of work with publishing companies and things, and so encountered them there. And they knew about my experience doing market expansions. Atmosphere had just raised some money or was closing in on raising a large round of funding and was going to use some of that money to go and expand the business internationally. And so actually, Stan, when we met for the first time was a couple years ago because we were entering the UK market for the first time. And you gave us some really great advice and made some early introductions for us there, which were hugely helpful.
Happy for that. It's what I've done for a long time and it's what franchising is all about. So I couldn't be in a better place for what I love and do every day either, John. So before we dive into more about Atmosphere, just because it's in the news and I know you only had a short run with them, but what's your take on what's going on with TikTok today?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think I'll go back actually to the early days at Facebook because I think it speaks to just kind of the industry. Part of the reason why I'm at Atmosphere, actually, when I joined, it was kind of this like fun thing that nobody took too seriously, right? Like you would join Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, whatever it is, to stay in touch with people that you care about, to maybe find interesting or entertaining things. And that was kind of it. And really quickly, I mean, in a span of like less than 6 or 7 years, these things grew so large and so influential. I mean, now it's like 20 or 30% of people's time is spent between these apps, like total time awake in a day, you know, between these apps. And so you started seeing that all the information would influence things as important as like an election or world events and things, right? And so it kind of got away from being this thing that's just kind of fun to something that's hugely influential in people's lives and moves faster than our governing bodies are able to legislate, right? So oftentimes these things change so quick that before it catches the attention of lawmakers and things, tons of impact can happen in people's lives and in politics and in business world and things. And so really interesting. I think my limited experience at TikTok was that brilliant people working there on making something that's just like a really enjoyable and fun product. Culturally, I think a lot of people don't realize TikTok is owned by a company called ByteDance, which is a Chinese-based company. They're kind of like the Google of China. They own a number of other services and products like an email client, like Gmail and things like that, and are a huge business alone outside of TikTok. And so culturally, you can really feel that when you join. I mean, that was one of the biggest differences between Facebook and Google and there was kind of like culture and how decisions are made and information's influenced and controlled. And it's much more, I think, Chinese culturally there. And so you definitely noticed that. And I think rightly so, like we should be looking at all these platforms, especially when there's foreign ownership, given how much influence and how much time people spend on them. And again, like how they move their technologies and their services faster than we're able to really investigate like how the information is being controlled or put out there and things like that, right? So yeah, it's really interesting to see it come so central in the news. And honestly, one of the things that kind of delights me about it being a topic is it's probably one of the first things that's gotten bipartisan support in a while is this investigation, ironically, yeah, of TikTok. But one of the reasons why I'm at Atmosphere now is I believe genuinely that we are something that just purely adds joy and fun and makes people a little bit happier when they encounter Atmosphere in the wild. And so I was very much looking for that in my next venture. I think I joined this world of social media services because I found it to be something that was additive and fun and entertaining. And I think now you're seeing some of those services act more as forces of divisiveness or disruption to civil discourse. And one thing I love about Atmosphere is we don't do politics. We don't do spin. We try to provide people with enjoyable experiences and elevate the atmosphere in a business, keeping people focused on positive and uplifting things. And so one of my favorite parts about us and our editorial strategy and things like that.
When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about your current role and Atmosphere today and tomorrow and moving forward. But in the time we have before break, why don't you just unpack for us the history of Leo and John Resick and how Atmosphere came to be?
Yeah, I would love to. It's one of the things that really sold me on business and working here and I believe in this. I love a business that started out of an organic need. So the founding story of Atmosphere is very much the story of two brothers, John and Leo Resick, who are from Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're entrepreneurs at heart and have started many businesses over the years. But up until Atmosphere, their largest and most successful and well-known was Chive Media Group. And so I'm assuming most people are probably familiar, but if you're not, Chive Media Group is the media company behind the app and website Chive. They also have an amazing charity, a huge online, offline community. And they basically take the best of the internet content and distill it and curate it and package it. So it's really fun to consume and have a huge passionate and loyal fan base. And they, as they would often do, were one day brainstorming ways to grow the business in a bar, like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. And above the bar on one screen was Judge Judy with the sound off and captions. And on the other screen was CNN News with the sound off and captions, and they're sitting there going like, this does not match the experience that we're expecting to have inside the system. Like, we're here to have fun and decompress, right? And in one channel, there's world news that's kind of depressing, and a lot of people view either CNN or Fox News as being divisive, right? And, you know, Judge Judy isn't exactly an exciting thing with the sound off, and I love that show actually, but not in a bar with like music and trying to have fun and decompress. And so like the realization, the aha moment was just cable television, the people who produce the shows, the people who've run this industry for a long time, they've never thought about a business first. You know, the content's all made for at home. Oftentimes cable companies charge businesses more money for the same content, and it's actually a worse experience because it's not meant for that space. And they're sitting here like, we have the rights to some of the best videos, the best entertainment on the internet, and the bar to beat daytime TV is not super high. And that was literally the start of it. It was just, how do we deliver a slightly better experience to bar and restaurant owners who deserve it and create an environment that we'd like to participate in? And so the first channel that ended up creating Atmosphere was called Chive TV, based on the website and the app product. And they took the best of the internet videos and things they had the rights to and curated it in packages and put a simple call out to people who are fans of the business. If you own a bar or a restaurant, if you work in hospitality and you'd like to try something new, we'll give it a go. And so it's a really simple product, essentially like a streaming stick and one channel. And the rest is kind of history. I mean, I think you had a really organic need where people would try out Chive TV at the time and say like, this is so much better than what we've been doing during the day. It gives our customers something they want to watch. They're staying longer. They're ordering more drinks and food. And then of course, people who own one business often own many other types, right? And so you get questions like, this is great for my bar, but do you have something for my nail salon? Do you have something for my gym that I also own? And I think that's when the spark, the aha happened. It's like, this is not a problem that just bars have, right? Every business that has a people and a screen likely has less than optimal content experience for their audience. And so we're out to solve that basic problem. And that started the rest of the business. And
what year was that, John?
I want to say Atmosphere has existed formally as a company for about 5 years, but I want to say the initial kind of like Chive TV spark was like 2015. So Atmosphere has grown fairly rapidly as a standalone business, but people forget that the idea has been marinating for a very long time. And we've gotten this kind of like editorial style where we service a business environment first. We've had a lot of practice to get that exactly right and to deliver people an experience that is a lot better than standard TV show without sound.
And now 2024, how many screens are we?
Yeah, so just over 60,000 businesses use Atmosphere. And I think if you look at screens, it's a larger number than that, right? Sometimes businesses put us on all their screens. Sometimes there's a single screen in a venue across all 50 states and a number of other countries now. Over 60,000 businesses have signed up to use our streaming service.
It's no longer just Tribe either, right? How many channels are you now?
That's right. We're over 40 channels. I like to describe that we have three main types of channels. The first is what people very much think of when they think of Atmosphere or Chive TV. We call them owned and operated channels, but essentially it's a very unique style and format to Atmosphere you won't see or find anywhere else. We take a lot of short form videos that you might be used to seeing on Snapchat or TikTok or YouTube, and we curate them into themes, and then we package and stream them out. And so Chive TV is the most popular of those owned and operated channels. We also have a number of others that serve different environments. Superhuman TV is beloved by our gym owners and managers, people doing crazy physical feats that's very inspiring. Happy TV is beloved by more like family-friendly venues, and similar style though, right? Where it's short form videos, usually social media, created intentionally for social media. We package and present in a really interesting and compelling way that's really fun to watch and people get mesmerized by. And the second type of channel is we call like a news or live channels. And so we make in-house a handful of news channels, a sports news channel, a regular kind of like world news channel, and then entertainment and weather. And those are all designed to be watched with or without sound from far away and in shorter form clips. So we put Atmosphere Sports News next to Sports Center, right? Where there's talking heads with sound off and captions, and the difference in experience is palpable. We also have spent a lot of money and time over the last years partnering with all the major leagues. So now all the same highlights and clips you would see on ESPN, you also see in our sports news channel, but it's just packaged and presented in a better way for a commercial environment. And then lastly, I'd say like we have partner channels. And so we work with amazing brands like the PGA and Red Bull, and we take the content that they use in their cable partnerships, like filming an entire golf tournament or an entire extreme sports tournament. And we curate and edit it and package it in a way where it's much more enjoyable in shorter form clips in a commercial environment. Again, we cut out the interviews, focus on high action, entertaining moments. And so it plays really well in these spaces. So yeah, that would be the main types, but over 40 channels now. And I've yet to find an environment or a venue or a vibe where we don't have something that's better than daytime TV for that space.
We're talking with John Smolin today, Senior Vice President of Distribution and Sales for Atmosphere TV. You're listening to Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman. We're going to take a quick time out. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more about the different ways that Atmosphere can bring service service to you and your business. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at frmsolutions.com and order up a demo today. And we continue our conversation today with John Smolin, Senior Vice President of Distribution and Sales for Atmosphere TV. So, John, it's come a long way from the Chive days and a single stick to plug into a TV. What are the creative things that you can do today, and how can you do them? Moreover, how can franchisors get involved in doing more creative things for franchisees at the unit level? Who's this right for? Who would this be perfect for? Who should be paying attention to what you're about to share next?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the insight that started the business, like you mentioned, was this kind of like mismatch in the experience people have sometimes in all these different types of businesses and how good a content experience could be. And so in going about and trying to solve that problem, right, and building better and better content options, we'd always hear from business owners, whether it's large, nationwide, kind of corporate owned and run or franchise led businesses, that there are different challenges as well, aside of just content experience. And so we've spent not only the last couple of years investing heavily in developing more and more premium content options. I think initially most of our customers viewed us as a way to complement their cable TV offering when premium and live sports weren't on, something to play in other times that's better than daytime TV. Mostly we see people viewing us as a cable replacement when they're a single screen venue and premium and live sports isn't core to the customer experience. We're investing in making our content options better. We also discovered all these other problems and channels and opportunities that our customers would pose us with. Like for example, if you have more than one business, maybe it's part of your concept that you ask your owners and things to play certain things on cable television, but there's not really a great way to know from where you're sitting if they're doing that or not, right? Or what's on the screen. We often hear marketing teams, franchisors' marketing teams will send out things like window treatments or physical signage that their owners and franchisees are meant to hang in certain spaces and things. And there's not really a great way to even know if they got hung or if the right ones are up or if they're outdated and things like that, right? And so we thought we're developing not only content, but starting to put together this really interesting and critical infrastructure that we didn't initially think was that big of a deal. But as we found out and started talking to more business owners, was a huge value add and difference maker for them. And so what we've been working on a lot over the last year and a half, and a lot of that work's coming to fruition now, is a set of tools on top of the content that we offer that enables franchisors and franchisees to use their screens and our service in a much more powerful and thoughtful way. So in any one of Atmosphere's channels, every 5 minutes, there's a commercial break, essentially. And then you owner the franchisor, they have the opportunity to use some of that space for their own messaging. And we have brands that use that for very direct marketing, limited time offers. Increasingly, as people are looking to increase sales despite kind of like lower foot traffic, a lot of businesses pivot towards loyalty programs, delivery, catering options, things along those lines. And they can use that space, right? Who's more likely to hire your restaurant for catering than someone who's currently sitting there eating in it? And so that's part of our service. The nice thing about it is that anywhere you are with internet connection in the world, you can create and push out those messages to any of the screens that are using Atmosphere in your network, and you gain visibility into what's going on those screens. So you can ensure that things are on brand, on message, timely and relevant. And similarly, we heard similar challenges from operations and IT teams, in that there's not a lot of visibility with cable television or other options into what's going on screens or with Wi-Fi or connectivity in real time. And so we've gone and built a number of tools on that front where your teams can see if screens are on even and what they're playing. And if they're not playing the right thing, actually change the channel centrally or create schedules that make it more likely the right thing is playing at the right time. And lastly, and probably like most importantly, depending on the business, especially in the franchise world, there are lots of nuances between decision-making on things like marketing and the brand and what goes on in physical locations, depending on the agreements and the relationships between franchisors and franchisees, right? And so we're building a set of tools whereby, say you decide to use Atmosphere across your franchise estate, or give them the option to use it. There's permissioning and visibility and technology-based controls where a franchisor can see what's going on in a franchise's locations and make sure it's on brand. Help them with marketing, perhaps, if they're using Atmosphere, but they don't have the talent or the time or the budget or the bandwidth to run marketing themselves on their own screens, and take that kind of work off their hands and help them with that. But also can give permissioning so you have some head office controls and some local controls, right? So really, I think what we're seeing is what started as a simple insight of we can provide a better entertainment and content experience for the people sitting in your venues. And so hopefully they come back more often and like your business more, viewing us as a lot of our partners now, critical infrastructure for their operations and IT teams, and then a really powerful marketing tool. There's real estate sitting there on your walls that you could be using to promote important parts about your business or service offering that are going unused. And we can unlock those for you and help you use them in a thoughtful and concerted way.
And best part of all, what does it cost to get all of this?
Yeah, that's the great part about Atmosphere is we are an ad-supported TV service. And so because we have advertising sponsors, same types of advertising you would see on cable television, as long as you are streaming our service and meeting our minimum streaming requirements, there's no cost to using Atmosphere on a monthly basis. So when we thought about building the business and the business model and everything, Stan, because the thing we were trying to do better than or replace or level up on was kind of like cable television as the standard. And so we tried to think about everything that makes cable TV difficult or less than lovely to work with, right? And one of those things is like long contracts and fees that only go up over time, right? And oftentimes more expensive fees than what you're paying at home for the same content or solution, which again, we mentioned is like not built around less than optimal than it is at home. And so we tried to think about all those things and flip them on their head. So the majority of our customers that sign up, they can cancel anytime with no cancellation fee. As long as you're streaming our service, there's no monthly subscription fee. And then you get to unlock these great marketing tools.
It's what I call a no-brainer. It really is a no-brainer. And it's something the franchisors can provide to their franchisees that doesn't come with a price associated with it. So to me, this makes nothing but sense. In the time we have left, I want to visit also the opportunity for franchise organizations that may not just want to feature screens inside of their franchisee units, but perhaps those franchise organizations may have a budget for marketing in a particular geography, places where Atmosphere has such a high market share. You can actually buy time and feature commercials, maybe for FranDev or maybe for B2C, but tell us a little about how that works.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so as I mentioned, Atmosphere is an ad-supported TV service, and that's how we're able to make it really low or no-cost solution for streaming partners, but it is also a really powerful advertising platform. First and foremost, for those of you who might be considering Atmosphere inside your venues, we don't show competitive advertising. So if you're a restaurant brand, we'd never show another restaurant brand inside your own venue, which is different than what you'd experience with other types of TV entertainment. But there is a huge opportunity. I mean, we have, like I mentioned, over 60,000 businesses streaming Atmosphere, every city around the country, and any kind of business that you could think of. And so what's amazing about the platform is that people are out of their home, eating, drinking, shopping, working out. These are people that have credit card in pocket, in hand, and are spending money. You can target and segment in our network by types of venue, location. We have tons of great research and can support you in finding the right audience for your message. And so we've seen tons of businesses use us in different ways. Specifically in the franchise world, oftentimes we'll see kind of ongoing investments in local markets to support the brand and foot traffic to sites and things like new offerings that you want consumers to be aware of in the area of where your locations are. When there's a new site opening, oftentimes in advance, our partners will promote the fact that coming soon to your local community will be a new business that you should care about or find out about or try when it does come or exist. And then, yeah, you have development as well, where people are always looking for new franchisees and investors and such. And so we're better to find them than people who are out at expensive and nice restaurants and things like that. Right? So the nice thing is we are a TV service. We are also out of the home. And so we had this unique thing where, contrary to like a billboard, people watch the TV. They're intently focused on Atmosphere's engaging and amazing content. And so when either an in-house promotion or one of our sponsors' messages come up, they pay attention and they notice it and they remember it and they act on it. And we have all the research and case studies kind of to prove it.
So while we understand that the screens and the locations come to you at no cost because you are advertising driven. The ads do cost, but how do they compare to one's mindset of what a TV budget would need to look like, whether it was over the air terrestrial TV or cable, as compared to atmosphere?
Sorry, so if I understand the question correctly, it's like, how would advertising on atmospheres cost?
From a budgetary perspective, yes. Is there a significant advantage in terms of cost to be seen on TV, on cable, or on broadcast? In my mind, would probably be a lot higher than it would for a screen through atmosphere. Is that misperception, or is that correct?
No, thanks for clarifying. 100%. I think you see a lot of local advertisers and even nationwide and global advertisers these days shifting more away from things like national television or even local television towards platforms like us and tech-based platforms, because we can be much more flexible on the sized budget that you want to work with and be much more accommodating in any sort of scale, right? Oftentimes there are large minimums and increased costs to advertising on things like television if you don't have a large budget or the ability to negotiate and things along those lines. And so, yeah, so we work with advertisers of all sizes. To my knowledge, I don't think we have like a minimum size investment that you need to make to be on our platform. We work with some really small and local businesses. And as well, we often work with our streaming partners to offer preferential pricing and do some custom kind of packages and things like that. So there are benefits to working with us.
All right, John, we covered a lot of real estate here today, and I'm certain there are going to be more than a couple of people that have more than a couple of questions. So before I let you go, what about some contact info so they can circle back around?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is atmosphere.tv. It's pretty easy to remember. I love having people visit because we showcase a lot of our content on our website. There's a tab at the top called Channels, and you can watch almost all of our content live on the website. And I think if you haven't seen us in the wild, which I would be shocked to hear at this point, because again, there's 60,000 businesses using us. And increasingly, I have trouble finding someone who hasn't encountered us in the wild. But I do love to point people to watch the content, because I think it helps explain the difference when you see it live yourself. But I am more than happy to field any questions or inquiries directly. My name is John Smolin, and my email is john.smolin@atmosphere.tv. So first.last. I'm sure, Sam, we can get that out there for anybody, written or published, if it's helpful.
And let's spell your last name.
John with an H, so J-O-H-N. And my last name is Smolin. So it's john.smolen@atmosphere.tv. I'm happy to field any inquiries directly. But if you don't get that down accurately or I don't respond fairly quickly, we have a phone number on the website and email and all that kind of stuff, information request form as well. And we get to that pretty quick.
John, is there anything I didn't ask you today that you wished I did?
I actually was listening to one of your podcasts, and I think one of your guests said, like, you didn't ask what you love most about the business. I think we genuinely bring joy to the people who visit these establishments that choose to play our service. And there's kind of like this aha moment I notice a lot when we're talking to someone who's considering using us, and we suggest some venues or sites they could go look and see, and they come back like, I get it. And there's no better feeling when you represent something that just works and it solves a problem. And so, yeah, if you'd asked me that, that's what I would have said.
Well, you just did. So thank you so much, John, for being here. Thank you so much for the good times and great services that you provide to an underserved community in that space. And you do it in a joyous way, because for everybody who gets the benefit of what it is you do, you charge them absolutely nothing. What could be sweeter than that?
Thank you again, Sam, for everything you do for us and the community. We love working with you and hope to do so for a long time.
Appreciate that as well, John. Thank you so much. John Smolin, Senior Vice President of Distribution and Sales for Atmosphere TV. Thanks for being here, John.
Thanks.
Well, that about does it for today. Next week, we're joined by the one and only Ford Sakes, business growth accelerator, franchise keynote speaker, and host of his own podcast, Fortify Live. Ford will be here to talk about customer experience, consumer trends research, AI, and more. Ford Sakes, right here next Wednesday at noon Eastern. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising. And Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at frmsolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com.